The beauty of this is that we have all these old trees here. And we did not want to lose the trees.
That's Lee Hevlin, the fundraising chairman for the Orange County Veterans Memorial and former post commander of the American Legion Post No. 6 in Chapel Hill. Hevlin said the area adjacent to the Southern Human Services Center was chosen last year as the site for the Orange County Veterans Memorial.
The concept is it's a walkway with wheelchair access, and they can come from a parking lot over there and come in here, and it'll be a park area with paving stones and walls to kind of give it a border. And in this area, that's being redeveloped. So you'll be able to see the flagpole here and the Parliament Monument from the road.
Hevlin said it was important to those in the planning process that the memorial not alter the land that will ultimately house the monument.
We can nicely do this without hurting the soil and the trees and give the people a place that they can go to. The senior center at the bottom of the hill, that road will be realigned a little bit. There'll be a walkway coming from there up.
Okay,
so there's one entrance there. So they'd have a nice place to go walk too, to expand what we already have.
Hevlin said this placement will allow for calm reflection for visitors to the site.
It's easily accessible from many places. And when you go here, it's a park. It's going to be an elegant looking thing. It's I'm not losing trees. These trees will all stay, and these well over 100 years old.
And he said that now that the site has been chosen, the group is turning their attention to raising money to continue with the design process.
What we really need today, ideally, is $5,000. If we could find a benefactor, someone in Chapel Hill said, hey, I want to make a difference, and I'm not looking to get my name on a wall somewhere. I just want to be there for the Veterans Memorial, and I would like to make a large contribution, be it one contribution of $5,000 or multiple large contributions, we'd have enough money to continue funding the architects so they can do the design work.
Once the Orange County Commissioners give final approval to the plans for the site, which Hevlin said could come this fall, the group will be able to expand its fundraising effort. He said that would include opportunities to purchase commemorative bricks and other features that would be included in the overall memorial. And he added that if everything went according to plan, a groundbreaking could be held around Veterans Day this November, with construction set to begin next spring. Hevlin said this monument will be a benefit for the entire community, including veterans and future generations learning about Orange County's history.
It's all about legacy. Do we want to remember those who served our country? Not everyone goes to combat, okay? Not everyone has to go overseas. For every one person who's on the combat line, there's probably was 10 people supporting them. This is for everybody. This is for people from years ago. This is for people who are serving today. It's our way of saying to the veterans who returned or came here for the first time that we, as citizens of Chapel Hill, Orange County, are proud of their service, and we honor them.
You can learn more about the Orange County Veterans Memorial, including how to donate, at chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.